Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Leah, remember after the 2016 election, I made much of this. Every key person around Trump, all eight of them, are now felons.
Yep.
In other words, the punishment for working with Trump, you know, to get him elected is felon status. In fact, Paul Manafort did a turn in prison, his campaign manager, for daring to help Trump get elected. He committed the exact same, quote unquote, crime that Hunter Biden did. No one went after Hunter. In fact, Manafort committed that crime with Hillary Clinton operatives at the same firm, and they weren't even indicted. So the lesson is, and I've talked about this for years, if you help Donald Trump, you go to prison. But when they got away with that, their ambitions got so much larger. And the scale of Arctic Frost that came out last night is shocking. And our media, as usual, is doing a terrible job of reporting this. You've got to go into the actual documents from Arctic Frost to see the full horror of it. They, to put this plainly, were in phase B. Phase A was put Trump away for the rest of his life. 700 years worth of charges he was facing across those five cases. Then, in a Soviet show, trial manner, put away the entire Republican ecosystem. All of it. 400 organizations surveilled. And when we talk about surveilled, when you go in there and you start looking at the codes, and our side, the people who you do the journalism, let me tell you what to do today, okay? Because I did this yesterday, sitting in a parking lot waiting for my daughter for an hour and a half. Take the codes on there and just put them into Google. They're FBI investigatory codes. They're all throughout these documents, and you'll see what they were doing. It's much worse than your reporting. There's banking investigation codes, gambling investigation codes, money laundering investigation codes, communication codes. That's for the wiretapping and the listening into conversations. Over 400, not individuals. Groups. Every single person every single group, person, donor of any status, PAC, consultant connected to the Republican ecosystem was surveilled. And I'm talking about their bank records, their paychecks, their texts, their phones, all of it. And that's how we need to tell it. All of it. One name you'll see throughout this a lot, Lee, I'm looking at the documents now that were released by Charles Grassley as part of Arctic Frost yesterday. You'll see the name Brad Parscale all through it. They were monitoring every aspect of Brad Parscale's life, every consultant's group that he was Trump's campaign manager, every consultant group that he had, every PAC that donated to Trump, basically everything around Parscale. When Parscale was fired in July of 2020, and replaced by Bill Stepien, who would ultimately take Trump to the win, you can literally see the surveillance change Now everything around Bill Stepien is being observed and watched. And you go through this, red state, surveilled, Fox News, surveilled, Republican media, all surveilled. And particularly around any communication they had with the Trump campaign. Democrats think they have the right to do this. Among groups who received subpoenas, ADP, there's your paycheck, Bank of America, Regions Bank, Republic Bank, Stripe, WinRed, which is the big funding nexus of the Republican Party, completely surveilled. Every donor, every donation, every bank transaction. Lee, no wonder the FBI didn't have time to stop the cartels from taking over Chicago when 110,000 gangsters moved in. They were too busy trying to put the entire Republican ecosystem in prison. Wells Fargo got this. Verizon got this. GoDaddy got subpoenas. So did Google and Horizon. And if you go through and look at Google, they were surveilling the Trump campaign websites and the websites of the RNC, WinRed, the donation websites. There was not a thing going on in the Republican Party that they were not spying on. Every single check, every donation, every aspect, the FBI was surveilling. And by the way, all of this approved by one corrupt judge, Boasberg.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Unbelievable. And as well as everyone around Trump, you see Harmeet Dillon, who played a key legal role. They were spying on Lara Trump. They were spying on Steve Miller. They were spying on Bill Stepien, Brad Parscale, who I have no doubt were well on their way to prison had Donald Trump lost this election, because that is the punishment, as Paul Manafort found out. This is a dictatorship right here on this piece of paper. No privacy. You associate with Trump or anyone who could defeat a Democrat, and the FBI was going to bury you. No more privacy for you, period. End of memo. It's shockingly.
Doesn't matter about elections when you can do something about the candidates and their ability to campaign.
Yeah. You either put them in prison or, failing that, you simply bankrupt them. That's the punishment. The subpoenas themselves targeted more than 400 Republicans personally. But if you go through these names, it is the grassroots. So it's Bill Stepien, it's Bradley Parscale, but then you go down from that. So anybody running a PAC, anyone who was a vendor, anybody doing direct mail, anybody designing web ads, anybody maintaining the website, they all got dragged into this. I can't imagine the manpower this took. This investigation is tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars.
And if you're talking about all those vendors, you're talking about people that really may not have even been in favor of the Republican agenda to begin with. They just happened to be working for a company that was working for the campaign.
Yes, absolutely. 163 businesses total, but you've got to understand, when you go and look into the subpoenas, all of the subcontractors are also being monitored. And that doesn't even count the wiretapping of the cell phones. So we're now finding out, well, they did more than just, you know, the locational stuff we were told about, see who's calling who. No. They had a wiretap on Ted Cruz's office phone. That's why they contacted Google, Horizon, all these places. They were watching their email. They were watching their phone. They were watching everything. All of it. What were they going to do? Well, you know, we stood by and said, okay, you just put Trump in prison. That's fine. Go ahead. Do that. We didn't fight as a party the way Democrats would have. And they took that as a dinner bell. Well, you know what? Why don't we just, it was not enough to eliminate Trump. Let's just put the whole party in prison or bankrupt them till no one will ever even dare run a PAC again. No one will dare donate to a PAC again. No one will fundraise on a large scale for a Republican PAC again. And this is what would be going on right now. We'd be watching it, except Donald Trump won. This was phase two, put the whole Republican Party Soviet style in prison. It's shocking reading this document. I mean, I sat there for an hour and a half. That's how long it took me to just go through it. That is the massive scale of it. And to look at the codes on it that the FBI was using. So this is our final warning. If these people are not, at a minimum, removed from the FBI, fired, then we're not even fighting anymore. In fact, it's incredibly dangerous every day these people remain in place, because you know what they do? They launch hoaxes and they try to put people in prison. So here's, just in case you want to know, the ringleaders across five FBI offices. Every office in the country, by the way, Lee, was involved in this. That's how big this was, spying on the entire Republican Party. But if you want to know who the ringleaders were, here we go. Fire them now. I mean, every hour these people are still employed by the federal government is a shock to me. I can't understand. I've lost the thread. Aaron Tapp, head of the FBI office in San Antonio. James Barnicle, head of the FBI office in Charlotte. Joe Rothrock, head of the FBI office in Dallas. Devin Kowalski, head of the FBI office in San Juan. Wayne Jacobs, head of the FBI office in Philadelphia. This is what these people were doing almost full time. Why are they still employed? Because you know what, Lee? Do you think the Democrats would allow them to still be employed if they did this?
No, there would have been a purge going on, just like that the Obama administration, the Clinton administration did on various issues throughout their tenures.
Yeah. Yeah. And remember, I mean, Clinton went through and fired all those attorneys, federal attorneys, just because they weren't Democrats,
right,
or he didn't believe them to be sufficiently loyal, or he wanted to give the positions to people who were.
Yeah.
That was it.
And got, you know, approval from the left-wing media doing it, too.
Oh, yeah. No, it was great. It was a great idea. So this can't stand. This can't stand. Okay. If we're just going to do a press release and do a little short little press conference like yesterday and maybe, you know, some fundraising off this. No, this is absolute tyranny. And Lee, remember how they stole Trump's last presidency with the Russia collusion hoax? You leave these people in place, they're going to steal the next 3 years too. Right now, these evil little beavers are deep inside their FBI little hidey holes, like nasty little cockroaches, and they are planning the next thing, and it's going to hijack this Trump presidency. Why have they not been fired? I cannot comprehend. I do not understand. It needs to happen today, now that we know the extent of this. And Trump knows the extent of this. By the way, the list that I just read to you, I got it off Truth Social because he posted it. Why are these people still in? Why are they still in office?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.